Justin Fluke back with you, joined now by Coach Eric Tate. We're talking Holton boys basketball. The Wildcats with two games since last we spoke, Chapman and Royal Valley. A couple losses as the Wildcats have been undermanned, minus four of their top eight against Chapman, and missing a couple starters again against Royal Valley. But that aside, Coach, looking at the two games, you know, 55-50 against Chapman, a competitive game. I felt like going back to that one last Friday, it just seemed like kind of playing catch-up through most of the contest, and I just kind of felt like couldn't quite ever get over that hump against the Irish last Friday on the road. What were your big takeaways?
Exactly what you said. You know, I felt on Friday against Chapman, we battled and we competed really hard. We knew we were super short, just with guys out sick. You know, we got into a hole early. We battled back late in the first quarter and into the second quarter, and then from there it was pretty neck and neck the whole way. Came up short, but, you know, Friday after the game we were really proud. Didn't have a ton of guys on the bench. And, you know, they competed. You know, they poured everything they had into it on Friday, and we said, you drove an hour and a half. Some of you that are here aren't feeling fantastic. But, you know, still went down, lost the game, but we were proud of our effort. And, you know, Chapman, they have some young guys. They were ready to go, and it was kind of the perfect storm for them. So, you know, can't fault the effort. There's things here and there. Getting down in that hole early wasn't great, but really proud of how we played and how we fought back.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of the common denominator besides having guys out and sick was the slow start you mentioned. I forgot that it was like 15-4 at Chapman, and then, of course, Tuesday night against Royal Valley, you know, it's 17-0 and down 24-4 at the end of one quarter. So, you know, no matter who's there, I guess, it seems like as you now kind of flip the page and start preparing for Nemaha, got to figure out a way to get off to a better start in these games going forward.
Yeah, you know, I have the box score sitting here from Royal Valley. I made it a point pregame to say that, you know, Royal Valley, you know, their only kind of bad loss on the year was the first time we played them. And I think that we made them do things that they weren't used to. And I think that they had this one circled. I'm just looking, you know, they shot 53% from the field. You know, they shot 8 of 13, so 62% from three. You know, they came out there fired up, they're ready to go, and we made that a very vocal point from the beginning that, you know, they were going to be fired up, they were ready to go, and we had to match their intensity. And I think it was pretty evident that we were not ready to come out, and we were not ready to match their level. And I think Nemaha is going to be the exact same way on Friday. You know, they've had a, you know, good season. They're right where they are, and I feel as if they're going to come out and say, you know, early in the year, these guys got us, and they're going to want to try to get it back to their own place. So we got to just be ready to go from the opening tip, locked in, ready to run our stuff, and we got to execute. We got to take care of the ball.
Yeah, besides, you know, getting some guys back and getting off to a better start, I guess the other thing that I look at that should be a positive is, you know, you got a lot of seniors on this team, and all of a sudden now we're here in the month of February, and I also know these guys are competitors, and I'm sure just as much as you, you know, I mean, dropping four of the last five here, they have to be a little bit frustrated, so it has to be nice to have some seniors, and I'm sure you're really expecting and leaning those guys to provide some leadership right now to kind of get things back on track here.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that last night. When you start and things are going well, you know, when things go well, it's really easy to be on the bus and, you know, have everything going the way that you want it to. But, you know, when adversity strikes, you find out whether you're going to rise to the occasion or sink. And I think that is exactly the boat we're in. And like you said, you know, we have a lot of seniors and we think that these guys will step up and but really, it comes down to practice today. We're going to start with a little bit of film, and then it's going to be, you know, do we get in and do we compete, and are we ready to go? So, you know, there's only one way to figure it out, is to keep pressing forward.
You bet. Well, best of luck. We'll see you in the Cynic on Friday, Coach. Thanks for your time.
right, thank you very much.
Coach Eric Tate, the Holton Boys Locker Room Chat, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Holton, by Community Healthcare System, and by Boomer Steakhouse.